small loaf, I mean a small armful of wood, or we used to call it wood links.
Mm-hmm. And the amount of it, would you just say
an armful.
Okay. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
Okay, and you say, go to the store and get me another
bulb.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a bulb?
Electric bulb.
Electric. It's an electric
light bulb.
Okay, and when you take the washing out, hang it up on the line, and you carry it out in maybe in a what?
In a basket or a tub or whatever you had.
Okay. And what would you call something that's smaller than a barrel that maybe nails come in?
Keg.
Okay. And what is it that goes around the barrel or the keg to hold the wood or the staves in place?
Metal. It's not a ring. Hooks.
Okay. And what about a top, a thing you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid from running out? What do you call it?
Straw.
No, it's not to suck it out. Something to stop the bottle up with. What do you call a little thing? Maybe they don't use them so much anymore. Not a cap. Something that you stuck down inside of it. Do you remember anything like that?
I don't remember anything like that.
What about a cork stopper or stopple?
Yeah, well, you could use a cork stopper.
Stopper, mm-hmm. Okay. And what about a musical instrument that children play with?
The harp.
Okay. You have another word for that?
Harmonica.
Okay. Is that the same as a French harp to you? No.
No. What's no, that? A French harp. No, that used to be called a juice harp.
A juice
French harp is one of those big...
Oh, bigger
one,
things.
A
French harp.
Yeah.
Right, okay. What about a mouth organ? You ever heard of it? No.
I've heard of them, but I've never seen
harmonica?
A harmonica is used to call a harp, too, a harmonica.
Okay.
You play.
Okay, and the juice harp that you mentioned is what kind?
It's just a little bitty thing with a little wire on it, and you hold it here and...
Okay. And the thing you drive nails in with is
hammer or a maul.
Okay. If it's a maul, is it?
There are some sledgehammers.
They're
larger.
Okay. And what about if you have a wagon and two horses? What's the long wooden thing?
Tongue.
And what about if you have a buggy and you just use one horse and there are two of them on each side of it?
It's, I can't think, and I know two just as well as my name. I can't think.
Chaz,
that's right.
Okay. And what about the steel part outside of a wagon wheel?
The hub.
Okay. What about the very middle, the thing inside of it, the very center part? You know those.
Let's see, what does this call that?
Or what about those things that radiate out?
That spokes.
Okay.
From the hub.
Okay. What about? Have you ever heard of the fanny?
I don't know what you
mean. That doesn't.